Please come to order. Members indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
25 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning. Let the record reflect, please, that Representative Katula has previously been excused, and I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Gatto be excused until noon today.
Okay. This members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation again today is Pastor Scott Williamson of the Glacier Valley Baptist Church. Members, please rise for the invocation.
In recognition of the various faiths that are represented here today, I offer this prayer and invite you to have a time of reflection and prayer on your own. Father, the one to whom we turn to in times of weakness and tragedy, I offer our thoughts and our prayers for those who are grieving today over the loss of loved ones back in Virginia. We join our prayers and our thoughts with those of a nation. We pray that not only your comfort, but the comfort of those who will be people to come along and stand beside those that are grieving and lift them and carry them through the coming days will be of great help. I pray for these men and women who are here today. I pray that you bless them as they carry on the business of our state. And many of them are away from their families as they come here to serve this state. And so I pray that you protect them and keep them while they are here in Juneau. And I pray that you watch over their families and protect their families while they are absent and away. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd and the Giver of life eternal. Amen.
Representative Dahl, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Ahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd ask that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal today.
Hearing no objection, that prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative days?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 91st legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then, the journal will be certified as presented by the Chief Clerk. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Our vast audience. That is. To order, under guest for introduction, Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I am poaching from my friend from District 7. In the Taylor Gallery is an old friend of mine, the wife of a former state senator from here, quite a great fellow. Karen Parr, she's down here representing her efforts on behalf of a new senior community in Fairbanks. So I would hope you join me in welcoming Karen Parr.
Very nice. Any other guests for introduction? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I'd like to introduce the staff of mine, my senior staff, Rex Shattuck. Rex has been with me a couple of years. A lot of you know him. My good friend on my left here likes to refer him to Bill Clinton lookalike. But Rex is not only my lead staff, but he's a good friend of mine. Please help me welcome.
Any other guests for introduction while we're here? While we're gone, let's go to messages from the governor, Madam Clerk.
There are no messages from the governor today.
How about messages from the other body?
And there are no messages from the other body.
All right, are there communications?
There are no communications today.
Are there any standing committee reports?
There are no reports of standing committees.
Really? Oh. Are there any special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
I guess we're past 90 days. Nothing's happening, right? Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
There are no citations or resolutions to be introduced.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 239... by Representative Dahlstrom entitled An Act Relating to Substance Abuse and Mental Health Disorder Prevention and Treatment Programs and Relating to Long-Term Secure Treatment Programs for Persons with Substance Abuse or Co-Occurring Substance Abuse and Mental Health Disorders.
The House Committee and the Finance Committee.
There are no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the first item on today's agenda?
House Bill 2 by Representatives Newman, Lynn, Harris, Samuel, Stoltz, Foster, Jewell, and Nelson, entitled An Act Relating to the Vocational Education Account and Appropriations from that account and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill attached to zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Newman, Faircloth, Seaton, and Roses, no recommendation Gardner, amend Cisna, and Wilson. The report was signed by Representative Wilson, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill attached to the previous zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Foster, Stoltz, Crawford, Nelson, Jewell, Thomas, Meyer, and Chenault, no recommendation Hawker and Kelly. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 2 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is an objection. This bill will be heard third reading of tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
House Bill 61 by Representatives Newman, Lynn, Book, Harris, Foster, and Nelson, entitled An Act Relating to Tax Credits for Cash Contributions by Taxpayers that are accepted for certain educational purposes, including vocational education programs and courses at the secondary school level, and providing for an effective date. The House Special Committee on Ways and Means considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 61, Ways and Means, with the same title, attached an indeterminate fiscal note, recommending due pass Faircloth, Wilson, Cisna, Roses, Seaton, and Hawker, amend Gruenberg. The report was signed by Representative Hawker, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 61, Finance, with a new title, attaches the previous indeterminate fiscal note, recommending due pass Foster, Nelson, Thomas, Jewell, Stoltz, Chenault, and Meyer, no recommendation Hawker and Kelly. The report was signed by Representatives Chenault and Meyer, co-chairs. There's two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 61 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, then we have the finance version before us with the new title. Objection?
Yes, there's an objection.
You want a different version?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're jumping the gun. Without objection, we have the finance version before us with a new title. Are there amendments?
I have no amendment.
Representative Gruenberg, at ease. House, come back to order. All right, Mr. Majority, did you make the motion to go to the third?
No, there was no amendments.
I have no amendments.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 61, Finance, with a new title, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Okay, now there's an objection. This bill will be heard in third reading in tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
There are no citations on today's calendar.
No citations. Is there any unfinished business? Are there any committee announcements? Representative Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Judiciary Committee will be meeting today at 1 o'clock. And we will stay in session probably until up to 5 p.m. Today, Mr. Speaker, we'll be taking up H.J.R. 9 and pursuing legal opinions and input from the public. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Very good. Long committee meeting. Any other committees? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hess meeting will be held today about 15 minutes after the resources meeting ends.
Other committee announcements? Okay, any other? Representative Meyer?
Mr. Speaker, finance today at 1:30.
So 1:30. I assume that resources is meeting today, but the chairman isn't here. So, Representative Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resources at 1 o'clock until we're done, 15 minutes before the start of Hess.
Okay. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Representative Cessnut, nice to see you again.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be here. I would like to invite everyone to come to this month's Health Caucus. And we are finishing up in this caucus tomorrow at noon. The conversation that we've been having with various professions in the health field. And this time we're doing something very unusual, and that is we're looking at the workforce that's out in probably mostly predominantly rural Alaska, and that's the traditional healers. The traditional healers, interestingly enough, their practices are being more and more embraced by the regular healing system. In the WAMI program, for instance, and we're going to be hearing from an administrator in the WAMI program, there is a curricula that is teaching traditional healing practices because doctors that work in the bush really need to understand what really works. And so we're going to be talking with people practicing traditional healing in various parts of the state tomorrow. I think it's going to be one of our most interesting health caucuses. It's noon again tomorrow in the Buttrovich Room, light lunch served, and anyone is welcome. Thank you.
Very good. Any other announcements? All right. Are there any special orders? Representative Foster.
Yes, sir. We've got a birthday today. I wonder if I could read his biography.
Absolutely.
He sits right in front of my good friend, the Machine Gun Association guy, feet to the left, in front of the Haines Vietnam veteran, right here on my right. He's the one that's smiling over there. He's real happy today, Mr. Speaker. He's retired from the union, 37 years as an iron worker, and now he could devote full time to his business here on the floor, so I wanted to be the first to congratulate him. Place of birth, April 17, 1952, so he's 55. He says he comes from a typical American family. His mom, her third husband, his daughter from a second marriage, his stepsister, and her illegitimate son. Yeah. Anyway, he was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. Spouse is Gwen. Children, Bo, Clarissa, Andrew, Trevor. Education, C.E. Byrd High School. And then he went on to Louisiana State University. He says here that he was on their football team. They played against Mississippi. He says the Mississippi team was accused of spraying Pam on their uniforms to make them harder to tackle. And his Louisiana team was accused of the same thing. But they did it so the eggs wouldn't stick when they were thrown by the fans. Executive Board, Iron Workers Local 751. And in his hobbies, he lists travel. He said at the airport, they always ask Harry if anybody he doesn't know gave him anything, which is strange because even the people that Harry knows doesn't give him anything. And in his statement, Harry says that scientists have discovered a new site where the sea locant fish lives, a species that was thought to have been extinct for 90 million years. Harry says this fish could provide valuable information on evolution, and that is best prepared, broiled in Louisiana hot sauce, butter, and toast. Now, please rise and help me sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Harry. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Crawford, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's I keep looking for something to come get me, you know, because I'm amazed, and so are a lot of people that I work with for these last 37 years that I made it through in one piece. never are you going to make it to retirement, but I did, and I've got all my fingers and toes and. They've been mashed a few times, but I've still got them. And, Mr. Speaker, I really appreciate being here. I love this job. I love being a part of the decision-making process. And you know, even though we have our disagreements and our arguments, I love working with everybody here, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
See if you say that about 20 or 30 days in a special session. Are there any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 18th.
An objection will be an adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.